Live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, it's the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to your hosts, Rick Cleveland, Mark Lasseter, and Corey LaBounty.
This is the day, oh, for Cleveland, and to have a world party on the day you came to be. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report. Rick Cleveland on assignment. Mark Lasseter on assignment this morning, but that happy birthday at the top of the hour is for my main man, Al Mighty, also known as Al Whedon.
Oh, man.
Celebrating his 50th birthday this morning.
Thank
Got
you,
out the bed to join his partner in crime here to do the Prep Sports Report.
Big up to DJ Daunt on the ones and twos. He mixed that. I was jamming to Steely Dan and he...
I love it. I
like
it.
That, dog. Good job, brother.
Al Whedon again, 50 years old today.
Thank you, Corey.
Happy birthday, my brother. CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Lines. Now joining us on that is the head football coach of Auburn High School, the Auburn Tigers, Adam Weingarten. Coach, good morning, and thanks for officially joining us on the Prep Sports Report.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. And first, I want to apologize again to you just for missing out the past two weekends and left you guys hanging, and it's totally my fault. And just I want to say thank you for everything you guys have done and what y'all do for high school sports, and thankful y'all having me on this week.
Coach, I appreciate you so much for jumping on. It's been a whirlwind these last 5 or 6 months, not only in the world, but especially here when you're dealing with high school athletics and the cancellation of spring sports that also led to the cancellation of a spring football game for your team. And then you start with the unknown here at the beginning of June, being able to be around your 2020 team. Coach, I know you're a tremendous man of faith, and I know your faith has helped get you through this, but talk to us about the expectations and how happy you are to get this 2020 football season officially started.
Yeah, I mean, I think the I was talking to a person the other day. I was watching practice, and afterwards we were talking, and I said, you know, the cool thing about when you're out here on the field with the kids is that you feel like you're normal again. You know, because you get lost in football, and you're truly preparing your team to play, and it kind of gets you back to that feeling of normalcy again. You know, and then you obviously walk off the field, and then you're back to restrictions and trying to maintain all the regulations, and then you get on the internet and you're reading about it. You know, so but you know, it's like we talked about. You think back to the draft back in the spring. I think it was the most highly watched draft in the history of the draft. And for those few days, you know, it got people lost into that feeling of normalcy again, right? And so I think the sports in general, and I think our country is built on, you know, sports, competition, entertainment, theater, food, you know, things that people love, you know. And during this pandemic, it's been difficult because of we have been missing those things. And so... I think everybody's minds are searching for things to gravitate to and to spend their mental energy. And I think sports, just getting back started, high school sports being really the kickoff of that, is going to do a lot of great mental well-being for a lot of people and give some people some hope for the future. So I'm excited that we'll get a chance to play here next Friday, and hopefully a lot of teams will get a chance to play. And the kids are excited to get on the field, you know, so... this is a critical time in their lives, and you know, high school football is so much different than the collegiate and pro level. You know, in pro level they still have a contract, and in college if they're not playing, now they still have eligibility and they're not losing year of eligibility, and they're still getting their degrees. In high school, the kids, if they're not playing, they don't, you know, they don't get another year. And you know, a lot of kids, this is the one thing that really drives them to be in the school building. You know, so. It's a unique stage in their life, and I'm just thankful that we're getting a chance to play.
Coach Al Whedon here. Question for you. Your schedule's looking as if you're going to have 7 home games this season. You start off with 3 home games, opening up with Park Crossings. What kind of precautions or what kind of things do you guys have in place to prepare for these 3 home games? Hopefully, if everything goes well, you get them back-to-back-to-back. Right. But any percentages for fans attending or concessions? Right. How are you all making adjustments so far?
Well, our central office made those decisions, and I thought they did a great job. And right now, doesn't mean it's set in stone for the whole year, but it's how we're going to start. So right now, we're going to start slow with attendance, and it's going to be participants of the contest. So they will be allowed to bring in people, and so the participants obviously are the visiting team, the band, cheerleaders, and football team. So basically, every participant is allowed 3 tickets. And they generally would go to their direct family members, and that would be that side. Our band, our stadium is kind of a U, and so our end zone will be our entire band. They'll spread the entire end zone section, so it'll leave the home side and the away side. So that it kind of leaves close to 1,000 seats on the home side and about 600 seats on the on the away side, and our stadium holds 8,300, so it roughly puts our capacity at around 25%.
That's interesting, Coach. And I tell you what, you're talking about the solidarity of your team and what it means to play high school sports. This week, I saw where your team bust out "Lean on Me" as a song, and I know your coaches and everybody else that were in that group just really got involved. And I'm loving the fact that the kids were able to sing the entire song, but that just shows the brotherhood that is surrounding the Auburn Tiger football program.
What's interesting about that is, we have the sound system during practice, and so we play music and whatnot. And we play "Lean on Me" every day during stretch lines, and that song plays every day. And we play it at home. If we are fortunate to win a game, we play it on the loudspeakers when the game is over. And so we have a young man on our team that's a really talented singer. He does a tremendous job in our show choir program. And I asked him in the middle of practice, we're supposed to run 10 sprints at the end of practice, and I said, hey, on the sound system, Danger Zone was on, and I said hey, if you can sing Danger Zone for the team, and I said, I'll cut conditioning in half. And he says, Coach, I don't know Danger Zone. I said, how do you not know Kenny Loggins, man? And he says, but Coach, I can sing "Lean on Me." I said, okay. And so all the kids, we have 2 fields. All the kids were spread out across the field. And when he started singing, they just all came to him. Like, it was not planned.
Wow.
And it was a neat 30, 40 seconds there. But it is. It's what makes high school sports unique.
Coach Weingarten, I know you have a tremendous, tough region. Got about 2 minutes left here with you, and it's a region. Region 2 consists of Central of Phoenix City, Dothan, Enterprise, Jeff Davis, Prattville, and Smith Station, and there's been some great football. And I know eventually what winds up happening here in the past is you guys find a way to play McGill-Tulane, but now McGill-Tulane drops down to 6A. There's still a lot of tough opponents there in 7A Region 2.
Yeah, it always seems like we play McGill at their place too. we never get them up here. But it is. I mean, our league is really tough, and we lost Lee Montgomery out of our league, but Dothan High School entered and have a very talented team. And I think everybody in our region will be better this year. So it's going to be challenging, but it's that way every season. And I know the South will have very challenging teams as well. 7A football is tough and it's competitive, and you got to build your game every week to have a chance to be competitive. But I think right now is really made it more so than ever. Like we've been telling the players, of just enjoy your time, because treat every day like it's game day, and then treat every game like it might be your last game. So just enjoy it. Enjoy playing, enjoy preparing, and whatnot. So we've been practicing throughout this whole deal this past 3 weeks, getting ready for next week, and practice truly has been enjoyable. So I think right now our focus is on game 1 and and hope we'll get to play game two and beyond.
Well, I sure appreciate your time, Coach Adam Weingarten, already entering your sixth season as head football coach at Auburn. We miss you here along the Gulf Coast, but want to wish you the best, and thank you so much for joining us, and look forward to talking to you throughout the season as well.
Thank you, Corey. Thank you, guys, and thank you for what y'all do.
Adam Weingarten, the head football coach of Auburn High School, talking with us here this morning on the Prep Sports Report. You're listening to FM Talk 106.5.
Live on the Prep Sports Report Radio Network, it's the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report. I'm Corey LeBounty, sitting in for Rick Cleveland. Want to wish him the best as he continues to recover from his knee surgery. Mark Lasseter is on assignment, taking care of business on the football field for the Bayside Academy Admirals this morning. Sitting in for those guys is my main man, Al Weeding, who's celebrating his 50th birthday this morning with us on the Prep Sports Report. Dalton Orwig does a fantastic job of running our boards here. And Leanne's taking your phone calls on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales communication lines. And it's been a great morning, and we've been very busy on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales communication lines. Coach Danny Horn joins us, and he's the head football coach at Central of Clay County. And listening to you, Coach Horn, is my best friend Gene Smith all the way in Houston, Texas. So this show is from the top of the state to the bottom of the state, all the way worldwide, Coach. And I told him you're a back-to-back state champion head coach, and he said he was going to tune in. So good morning, Coach, and thanks for joining us on the Prep Sports Report.
Good morning.
Coach, things at Central of Clay County. You guys are the back-to-back state champions, and you've won those state championship games by a slim margin, but it doesn't matter as long as you score one more point than your opponent. And I know with the sudden stop of high school football that was done in the spring, not getting that spring game in, being able to join your team and be around your team, knowing that you were the defending state champion, I know you were looking forward to getting back and trying to defend that blue map again this year.
Yeah, I don't really know how much you miss spring until you don't have it. I guess it's like anything else. You don't really know how much you love things until they're gone. But, I use spring as a time. The people we got back, I kind of know what they're going to do. But, I look at it, some of the younger guys, and to develop some depth. And, of course, we got a lot of positions open this year because we graduated a good many. But, I missed the spring, and then it took us the first 2 weeks of fall practice just to kind of figure out who can do what and those type things. So, I guess everybody's a little behind because of not having spring, but it's good to be back.
I agree with you, Coach. And when you start looking at how long that you've been at Clay County before the schools merged, you had 6 state championships at Clay County, and then you spent some time at Benjamin Russell in Alexander City where we broadcast also. But having an opportunity now to put on win number 313. I know that you guys have a lot of talent in regards to the way that they've worked hard in the weight room, the way that they developed here this summer, and you guys are looking forward to kicking off your season at Chilton County. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And I know it's a tough schedule for you when you start looking at Chilton County, being at Chilton County. Your first home game will be against Benjamin Russell, a team that I just mentioned means a lot to you. And I know my main man, Tommy Wood, will have the PA rocking at your stadium when it's time to play Benjamin Russell.
Well, Tommy does a great job. He really does. Makes it a great atmosphere. And we're just trying to get through Chilton County first. They, my offensive line coach when I was at Benjamin Russell, he got the job there at Chilton County. So that's kind of how we hooked up. But Tal, that's his name, Tal Morrison. He does a great job there, and they gonna be, you know, they moved up to 6A this year, so, and they made it to the second round last year, so he's always done a good job there, and you know, we're just looking forward to the season beginning, and hopefully we can, you know, play the whole year without any interruptions.
Well, Coach, Corey asked you earlier that there was no spring practice and you're coming off back-to-back championships. How are you looking this season numbers-wise, not having spring? Did that have an effect on your overall numbers? I know maybe you can't go out and recruit guys out of the hallway sometimes, but how are your numbers looking overall for the team?
Well, we actually got probably more than we've ever had since I've been there. We've got like 78 players, and I think the first year – we had 74, and last year we had like 64. So we didn't. I mean, we lost some over the summer and over the time we was out at the end of school. But you know, they all came back in pretty decent shape. Strength wise, we're a little behind because you know we missed about 2 months in the weight room. But we're trying to catch up there a little bit. But you know, overall, you know, I feel pretty good about this team. We, as every team, you always want to have a little bit more depth, and which we don't have a whole lot. But you know, we lost a lot of really good players last year, and you know, every year in high school, you know, you just got to rebuild. Basically, you can't go out and get what you want, so you got to play what you got. So, but they've been working hard, and you know, we're ready to get going.
Coach, you rank fourth in AHSAA history in wins. And, you know, we have Terry Curtis down here, and you guys are tied for 8 state championships apiece. And, you know, it's just one of those things every single year, whether Coach Curtis is at 3A or 4A or you're at 4A or 5A, it's just one of those situations to where in the football world in the state of Alabama, you know all things are correct and lined up when you two guys are actually playing for a blue map, and you've done a wonderful job throughout your career as well as Coach Curtis, not only in amassing wins, but making great young men. And when they come back and people like, you know, your son have an opportunity to be on your staff, I think things like that are kind of awesome, Coach.
Yeah, it is. You know, I have all respect for any coach, Coach Curtis and Coach Anderson and all that's been in it a long time, because, yeah, I don't know what percentage you'd be, but, you know, when a young man starts coaching, I'd say less than half of them finish up their career coaching. You know, they go into administration or just get out of it, because it's, you know, it's a lot of hard work, a lot of time you got to spend, you know, away from your family. So, you know, these old coaches like us, you know, you have to have a little respect that they stayed in it as long as they have. But you know, it's an honor to be mentioned those names, because they're really good, really great coaches. And yeah, when you sit back and think about, you know, we in a position where we can influence a lot of people's lives, and hopefully we all have influenced them in a positive way, because you know, today's day and time, they need all the positive influences they can get.
We're speaking with head football coach at Central of Clay County, Danny Horn. And, Coach, over the past couple of years, your team has kind of peaked at the right time. We have about 2 minutes left with you. What would you attribute that to, Coach? Your team finding a way to play its best football down the stretch after having a couple losses?
Oh, we have really played well down the stretch. You know, I think when we got playoff time, we just kind of emphasized it a little bit more, and you know, it takes one game usually in the playoffs to kind of get you going. And I think when the first year when we went up there at Madison Academy and beat them, that kind of jump started that team. And you know, then the next week we went to Etowah, which is ranked number one, and beat them. And then we played Norman-Majordan again, which is a great team last 2 years. And you know, and then I think this year just gave us a little bit more confidence going in to the playoffs. And then Well, this year when we went to Jasper and beat them, it kind of like kick-started us again. And, you know, you just get on, you get hot, and you start believing, and you just, you know, finish it up. So it's been a great, really great 2 years. And, you know, we've got great kids, and they believe they're going to win. And you know, that you got to have the mentality it takes to, you know, because you're gonna have to fight off some rough times, and then you're going to have that mentality of getting back on track and having confidence that you're going to get the job done. And we've been able to do that the last 2 years.
Danny Horn, two-time back-to-back state championship coach at Central LaClay County, has 8 overall in his trophy case. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Prep Sports Report, and you make sure you keep Tommy Wood straight this season for me, okay?
That'd be hard to do, but he does a really, really good job for us. But I appreciate y'all having me on.
Thanks for your time, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Danny Horn joining us this morning on the Prep Sports Report. You're listening to the Prep Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5.
PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now, back to your hosts, Rick Cleveland, Mark Lasseter, and Corey LaBounty.
Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report. I'm Corey LaBounty, sitting in for the big guy, Rick Cleveland, who is continuing to recover from his knee replacement surgery. Just want to wish him the best and know he's tuned in and listening this morning. And Mark Lasseter on assignment on a football field at Bayside Academy trying to get ready for this 2020 football season. But sitting in and being my co-pilot this morning is the birthday guy, Al Whedon. Want to thank him so much.
Thank you, Corey.
For sitting in this morning, celebrating his big 5-0 birthday. And I'll tell you what, it doesn't get any better than our next guest here on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Lines is the one and only, the dean of all cross-country, indoor, outdoor, track and field, Pat Galley from UMS. Right, Coach, good morning, and thanks for joining us on the Prep Sports Report.
Well, good morning to y'all. Glad to be here. Happy birthday over there, Al.
Thank you, Coach.
Yeah, now that Coach Tate is going fishing for a while here, I guess I'm the old dog here.
Hey, Coach, you know, what amazes me is, you know, the couple of years that I had an opportunity to coach basketball at UMS, right, I stepped into your office one day and I asked, well, Coach, do you mind telling me, you know, how long have you been coaching cross country at UMS, right? And what year, coming up here on your first meet on the 27th of August, tell me, what year does this make for you coaching track and field?
This is my, this is my 49th year at UMS. Wow. And I've been coaching track and field ever since I got there.
Unbelievable. And that's why I love this show, and I love being a part and bringing on guests like yourself, because again, folks, 49 years at UMS, right? And my jaw absolutely dropped a couple of years ago when I was in his office, and when I was looking around at the pictures in his office and just hearing some of the stories that he was sharing with me, Coach Galley has plenty of them. And I know, Coach, during your tenure here, you've never seen anything like this pandemic, the way it hit our fall sports coming up and our spring sports that canceled the outdoor track and field season, especially for your 2020 seniors that played such a pivotal part and being a part of your program.
Oh yeah, this has been totally, I don't even know how to describe it. I mean, you know, you call off the entire spring season, and I just referenced Coach Tate, that this last year he was retiring. They called the St. Paul's relays off. I told our kids Friday afternoon at 3:30 that they called the meet off the next day, and that shut down the rest of the season. That was a heck of a way to end his career with, you know, all the good things that he's done. But as far as our kids, yeah, you know, you lose every sport in spring. You lose that whole spring. Our baseball team, you know, they got in 16 games, which, you know, back when I was playing, that was the whole season. But they were just getting started. And we only got in one track meet the whole year, so they really didn't get much out of last year. So we're basically starting brand new here in the fall with the cross country season for everybody.
And it's been a situation to where it's been an adjustment period, and we've talked numerous times about the new rules in football and the social distancing guidelines. From a cross-country standpoint, what new rules have been implemented? Because we know at the starting line, you're waiting for that gun to go off and everyone's closely huddled. How will that change this coming season in cross-country?
Well, they've got a lot of I got a three-page memo here. Some of the coaches, about 15 coaches, got together conference call with Coach Agnew from Baker, and he put it together, and they came up with some guidelines, especially for the Mobile County area and the Baldwin County area, the southern region here. And they, they mixed it in with some of the state stuff, but the starting line, they're going to try and separate. Everybody gets a box, usually it's about 6 foot. Well, they're going to try and skip boxes, put teams in between, going to stack. You're not, the team area is going to be complete, isolated, boys' team separated from the girls' team, no parents around the team area, which, at cross country, it's a big deal. It's like a festival at all the cross country meets. And people don't understand that, our meet coming up on the, Steve Schoenwald puts on that Challenge of Champions. Usually there's, 3,000-4,000 people out there counting the spectators and all the teams and everything else. That's a lot of people wandering around, So they're going to be, they've widened the courses so, the spectators won't be right on top of the people. Everybody's got to wear masks. It's not running. You have to warm up, separate with your teams. No intermingling of the team, which is, all these kids know each other. So it's going to be different. It's going to be interesting. Just for us to practice, we've had to put in all kinds of little new rules about dressing rooms and who's running with who and all this kind of stuff. So it's been quite a little challenge here.
We're speaking with head cross country coach at UMS Wright, Pat Galley, and Coach Galley has been at UMS Wright for over 49 years now and has amassed over 66 championships. And Coach, I just emphasize that because, again, when I start to talk to you and I start watching you, I hope to have that same type of vigor and enthusiasm year after year to come back and want to make your student athletes better. And I know that you've recruited an assistant coach these last couple of years, and Terry Canova, the girls' basketball coach, has been coming out to help you out, and I know you guys have built a pretty interesting relationship there also.
Yeah, Terry's great. He's a really good coach. He keeps saying, I don't know that much about cross-country, but he sure does know a lot about kids and how to get them motivated and keep them going, and he knows about cross-country. He ran a little bit, and he always goes back to, the only running I did was when I was in the Army. So, but He's done a great job with us, and we picked up Garrett Schumacher, who's, you probably know him. He works with the girls basketball.
Absolutely.
Also. So now we got three of us out there, which is, that helps a lot, especially this year with the transportation and everything else, because we got to do all the social distancing and stuff. So got a good group of kids, great group of kids, and with the three of us, well, we can't yell at them anymore because we have the mask on, so we muffle at them. And it's been a good start for us, and we hope everything goes well. It's going to be different.
It's one of those sports that, there's so much unknown about this coronavirus, but being outdoors, that's one of the benefits that a lot of people have said. Cross country is probably one of the least affected, but if you're having to have some type of mask on while you're running, I know that's been tough for the student athletes to adjust to, because when you live around here in the Gulf Coast of Mobile, Alabama, you start getting around that heat index in the middle of the afternoon when you guys are out there running. That heat index hits 110 to 112 some days, and your guys and gals are out there persevering, and I just see them sweating running down Old Shell Road. But I know they've been properly hydrated and learned how important it is to stay hydrated in all this heat.
They have to do that. We really don't have to wear the mask when we're running, but we have to wear it everything else we're doing, the stretching, the warming up and all that kind of stuff and everything else. But you and we've got our groups, and I look at other teams and stuff, especially for practice. Now, the meet, you know, people will be close together on turns and things like that. It gets congested there, but, you know, it's not like football where, you're you know, slugging into somebody, but
right.
You are fairly close. But it's the heat always this time of year is it's tough. We'll try and get in some morning practices when it's cooler before school and that kind of stuff, but even that's going to be harder with keeping everybody separate and you know, apart from each other. And the kids, you know, they want to talk to each other, and so it's a constant battle to kind of keep that part you know, going and in a safe manner.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, we just want to wish you the best. Your first cross-country meet, I do believe, is the Admiral's Twilight at Bayside Academy, Thursday, August 27th at 6 o'clock p.m., and then that's followed by the Challenge of Champions that you mentioned that will be held at Municipal Park on Friday, September 4th. So a couple of huge events on September 4th and September 5th for your cross-country team. And again, just thank you so much for what you have done and continue to do for the student athlete, not only at UMS Wright, but for cross-country as well, indoor and outdoor, as the sport continues to grow, Coach.
Well, I appreciate it, and you know, it's still fun. You know, if it wasn't fun, I wouldn't have been doing it this long. It's always good to see the kids, you know, go from where they begin, because we'll get some guys, you know, in the seventh grade, and they'll come all the way up. I've got a bunch of seniors this year that have been with us, you know, 5 and 6 years. So it's great to see them grow into the sport, grow into being, you know, a lady and a young man as they get ready to go to college. So
I agree with you, Coach. Pat Galley, the legendary dean of cross-country coaches here, not only along the Gulf Coast but in the state of Alabama. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us about cross-country and the upcoming season that you have and your Lady and Men Bulldogs at UMS Wright. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I tell you what, guys, you're talking about 49 years. Al, you're celebrating your 50th birthday.
Yes, Corey.
And Coach Galley has been at UMS for 49 years and still going strong. If you see him out there with the young ladies and young men, you wouldn't know that Coach Galley is or has been coaching there for 49 years.
That's passion, man.
It's a lot of passion.
That is passion, and that is something you are truly dedicated to stick with it that long and work with kids that young, even up to seniors, as you talked about, from the seventh grade on up. But that's a beautiful story right there, man.
And we'll continue to talk to him throughout the season, because as the COVID pandemic is affecting football and the people that are in the stands, he mentioned that these track meets, what accommodations or modifications are being made. So we'll talk to him after he's had a couple of meets to see how things are going on the cross-country circuit. But the thing I love the most about the Prep Sports Report is we're going to cover it all. We're going to cover volleyball.
Well, you do.
We're going to cover swimming and diving. We're going to get in basketball, football, and we're going to get all those fall sports covered for you. And next week, we'll be bringing you the scoreboard and updating you on a lot of football scores that will be taking place throughout the state of Alabama. Look forward to that as the season continues to unwind. The Camp Grace segment coming up next. We'll have a special guest for our Camp Grace segment. You don't want to go anywhere. You're listening to the Prep Sports Report.
At Alpha Insurance, our goal is to be your MVP, most valuable protection. That means saving you money on home, car, and life insurance, and providing championship service from our helpful hometown team. Call Alpha and see why we consistently rank among the top insurance companies in the Southeast for customer satisfaction. In Mobile, call Alpha agent Lee Camilleria at 661-3700 or stop by our office at 3938 Government Boulevard, Suite B101 in Mobile.
Encore is dedicated to providing comprehensive rehabilitation to over 100 locations across Alabama and Mississippi. Encore is also committed to giving back to the community. Encore is a national sponsor of the Distinguished Young Women's Scholarship Program. Encore is also a corporate sponsor of the Alabama High School Athletic Association, providing athletic training coverage for every Boys and Girls State Championship. Encore cares about your health and your community. For a convenient location near you, call 947-3410. 947-3410.
It's almost time for the big game. All your friends are coming over to watch, but oh, you forgot to get food for the party. Don't worry, head over to Janino's Pizza. There are two locations to better serve you, in Gulf Shores and Daphne. Call ahead for pickup or eat inside, where there are plenty of big screen TVs to watch the big game. Janino's Pizza in Daphne and Gulf Shores. Visit janinospizza.com for the call-in number, menu, and location. That's JANINOSpizza.com. Janino's Pizza.
You like to have options, right? Like where to eat lunch, what to wear to the game, and sweet tea versus unsweet tea. At Century Bank, we think you also deserve options when it comes to your checking account. That's why we offer multiple accounts, like Century Free Checking. That's free for everyone. Or the Kasasa Checking, the account that rewards you on purchases you normally make, like a new outfit for the big game or sweet tea. Visit Century Bank today and see which option is best for you. Member FDIC. Qualifications and rules may apply.
At Auto World, we have a huge inventory of recycled parts for your automotive needs. All parts are inspected, cleaned, and backed by a 90-day warranty. We also offer free delivery. Auto World, world-class parts, world-class service.
When you're in a car wreck, don't be fooled by a clever-talking insurance company. These guys are not your friend. I'm injury attorney David Green at Green & Phillips, and I'm ready to help you wade through the complexities of injury law. At Green & Phillips, we've handled thousands of cases just like yours, and we can help you too. Call now, 251-300-2000.
No representation is made that the quality of legal service to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sudden cardiac arrest kills thousands of children, teens, and young adults each year. Most of them have undiagnosed heart conditions. Many of these deaths could have been prevented with a quick and painless test. Early detection can save lives. Get the facts and have your child's heart screened. Heart for Athletes is a nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting youth from sudden cardiac arrest. Find out how you can make your schools, sporting events, and practices heart safe. Visit heartforathletes.org.
Keep up with PSR every day. Follow Prep Sports Report online at facebook.com/PrepSportsReport1065. Follow on Twitter at twitter.com/PSR_1065. This segment of the Prep Sports Report brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
The Camp Grace segment this morning has a special guest. It's Chris Rogers, who's the founder of TAP. And TAP stands for Together Assisting People. And Chris has done a wonderful and outstanding job, not only here in the Mobile Baldwin County area, but throughout the state of Alabama, and is branching out throughout the entire country now. Chris Rogers was a 2009 University of Alabama national champion. He played for Nick Saban, and I always give him grief. He's one of the few people that can ever accidentally hit Nick Saban with a cooler as he was dumping Gatorade on him and get away with it. I thought that was pretty funny when that happened. But Chris, you're doing a lot of great things, and we want to hear all about what your TAP program has going on. Good morning, and thank you for joining us in the Camp Gray segment.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Together Assisting People, it's a nonprofit organization that prepares athletes to be successful outside of athletics, and it accepts students in grades 8 through 12 and helps teach and reach goals such as preparing for standardized testing, submitting quality college applications, and securing scholarships, but it teaches life lesson skills as well. As I know, a couple of years ago, you were down here in Mobile, Alabama, teaching on the importance of economic stability and also teaching young men how to look people in the eye when they speak to them, how to tie a tie, business of apparel. Talk to us a little bit about your organization.
Oh, thank you. You did a great job. For us, man, it's all about these young athletes out here in the world. They got to understand soft skills and how important those are. And in today's world climate, when you have young men that can look you in the eye understand who he is and what he are, and also the work ethic piece, right? Because being a great athlete is great, but when you're able to transition and use those skill set to take to the workforce for a company or for your own self as an entrepreneur, and I just think those skill set get overlooked.
Without question. And you have a lot of giving back to the community here. You know, recently, I know here in the Mobile, Alabama area, right around Thanksgiving, you have the Mark Barron Turkey Giveaway, and you've kind of expanded that with a couple of other young men who have come through the TAP program throughout the country. Talk to us about the Washington, I can't call them the Redskins anymore, but the Washington football team giveaway that you had, and some of the other athletes to where you've been able to help the communities throughout this COVID pandemic.
Oh, wow. You know, there's so much going on in the world, but first I start off with Mark Barron. He's been a friend and a client, and that relationship, Ben, he's from Pritchard. We do a lot of work in the Pritchard area. Also, all the schools who serve over there, Blount, Bridget, Williamson, and just to give people context on our program, we've been around since 2010, the last decade. I started as the University of Alabama, and just since we first started the program to now, we have placed over 200 kids in college, ranging everywhere from Alabama, Auburn, to Texas, to Florida, to always HBCUs, have secured over $35 million in scholarships. God has really blessed us to help empower these kids. And 80% of our kids are first-generation kids. And then also what Mark Barron is doing, his heart and serving community, we've been able to, during the turkey drive for the last 4 years, we've been able to serve over 20,000 families just in Thanksgiving alone, because we know that's a tough time. Also, we've been doing a Christmas give back where he's been deployed over $30,000 for families who may not have tough times during Christmas. And then shifting to the pandemic, unemployment rate in the black community has skyrocketed to almost 20%. We saw the need to really help the community as far as this, and our community, there's a lot of food deserts. Opportunities just don't present themselves. So when everything happened, we wanted to provide fresh fruits and vegetables because we knew a minority was three times likely to get COVID than anybody else. So we just tried to alleviate some of the pressure. So we had everybody partner with us, from DeRon Payne to Mark Ingram to Andre Smith, Quentin Williams. The list goes on and on. Kendrick Barnes, 49ers. I mean, God has been good to us just serving the community.
Chris, Al Whedon here, and we know that what you're doing is making a big difference in the community, but also in the lives of young men in this area. Talk about the challenges you had to go through to really get TAP up and going where you had it. You've mentioned a lot of names, a lot of people help you out, but sometimes just average Joe and average Jane try to do something like you're doing, and even with your name, power, and who you know, you still had challenges you had to overcome to get it going. What were some of those things you had to overtake to make TAP really happen?
Well, I really think perseverance, and then a lot of people try to go to people, but you got to find the right people who want to get on the bus with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to you take them your idea, you tell them what you're trying to do, and it may not be the right time for people. So I tell people, don't get upset if they don't jump on board with you when you first initially started. Continue to keep them involved and keep them going, and then eventually they'll come on board. And they don't. If they do, great. So it hasn't been an easy road, but 10 years ago, social justice, Black Lives Matter wasn't a thing.
Right.
So now it's cool to want to do this, but 10 years ago, nobody was talking about these issues. Nobody cared about them. I'm thankful that God placed a vision for me to want to serve and give back to the community.
And you are giving back to the community. Help sponsor and save the date. The virtual awards show, the ESPYs, the 2020 inaugural youth sports program, will be hosted by Jihad Irby and Bambi. It's a virtual program this Sunday, August 16th. And I know you're one of the sponsors. And tell us, I know we have about a minute left in this Camp Gray segment, about you getting involved with that also.
Yeah, I just think it was a phenomenal opportunity for TAP to support locally what's going on, how they're doing great things with the youth. And then I see his vision to not only be in the Mobile, but to really grow this thing, Coffee State, Alabama, and Coffee State, the Southeast region. So I think you have to lend a supporting helping hand to people, and I believe in what he's doing.
Chris Rogers, can't thank you enough for everything that you do. If people want to reach out to TAP and find more about that organization, how they can give back and donate to your organization, where can they find you?
Find us on Facebook, TAP, Together Assisting People. My website is TAPNFP.org, and then also you can find us on Instagram at TAP_NFP. Thank you guys for giving us coverage, Road Tide, and continue God's work.
Chris Rogers, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Camp Grace segment. And we've had a wonderful show this morning on the Prep Sports Report. Ben Thomas joined us from AL.com. Vic Knight from the Michigan Group in Ladd Peebles Stadium. Adam Weingarten, the head football coach at Auburn. Danny Horn also joined us, Central Eclairs head football coach. Pat Galley, the legendary Pat Galley, the cross-country coach at UMS Wright, joined us. And thank you for all the guests. And thank you, Al Whedon, the birthday guy. Hey, turned 50 today for stepping in this morning and joining us on his birthday. Dalton, you did a wonderful job. And Leanna, taking everyone's phone calls. Thank you so much for making this show possible. Look forward to talking to you next week right here on the Prep Sports Report.